I want to preach tonight, if God will be our help, out of 2 Kings chapter 11. 2 Kings chapter 11. If you turn at night, I won't say, you know, the old devil tries to come in, the devil tries to feed, and the devil tries to tear down. That's what he does. And I want to say tonight, he's good at what he does. He's superior in what he does. I mean, he knows his business. He's good at it. He's good at what he does. Boy, I thank God tonight that there's one that overcome the devil. Amen. There's one that's mightier. There's one of higher authority than the devil. Amen. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing he is in our lives. Well, I'm glad I'm saved tonight, ain't you? Well, I'd rather be saved than anything I know. 2 Kings chapter 11. I want to begin reading at verse 1 tonight and give you what the Lord's laid on her heart. Be a help to you. 2 Kings chapter 11, begin at verse 1. If you have your place, stand with an honor and reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, the sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her hid in the house of the Lord 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. And the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard and brought them to him into the house of the Lord and made a covenant with them and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them saying, this is the thing that ye shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall you keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And you shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. And he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain, and be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. And the captains over the hundreds did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his man that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that should go out on the Sabbath and came in to Jehoiada the priest. And to the captains over hundreds did the priests give King David spears and shields that were in the temple of the Lord. And the guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. And he brought forth the king's son and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as a manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, treason! Treason! But Jedidiah the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds and the officers of the host and said unto them, have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest hath said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was slain. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help. on this thought. A wicked woman, a godly old priest, and the seed of a king. As we look at this tonight and we see the Word of God, and I want to say, when you look at the Word of God, there's nothing in there but change. Every bit of it's inspired the Holy Ghost to direct us and point us to Jesus. Everything from Genesis to Revelation, Brother Bill, is to point us to our loving Savior, to that great high priest, to that advocate with the Father, to that one that we need tonight to give us our encouragement. And as we look at this tonight, we see a wicked old woman by the name of Athaliah. She rose up. Now this woman is none other than the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. She's the daughter of old Jezebel. So you know where she got her roots. You know how she was raised up. She is raised up in wickedness. She is raised up as a Baal worshiper. She is raised up with no morals and no concepts, right and wrong. It didn't matter to them. It was all about self and self-sufficiency. And that's the way that she rose up. And we see here in the Word of God, it says that they begin to be, God began to clean things up, and he began to move through the land. And he used a man called Jehu, and Jehu come through, and he began to do what none of the kings before had ever done. He began to clean up the things of God. He began to get rid of the prophets of Baal. He began to get things back the way they needed to be as he began to clean up God's land. I want to say we need another cleaning in the land. Amen. We need to have a cleaning in the land. We need to get rid of the things that God's not satisfied with. We need to get rid of what God's not pleased with. We need to rise up to the occasion and just step forth as should soldiers of the cross and just be what God would have us to be as men, women, boys and girls, as children of God tonight for the glory of the righteous one of heaven. Amen. As we can see this tonight, we see this old wicked woman. She rose up. Now look what she did. And the mother of Ahaziah saw that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal. And well, you see what she did? That's a wicked woman. She's seen her change to become somebody. She's seen her change to rise up. She said, well, if the king's dead, she said, I'm going to rise up and I'm going to take charge of Judah. I'm going to be queen and nobody's before me. So she took, now listen, this is a kind of grandmother that I don't think any of us want. This old grandmother, she rose up and she slew all the king's seed, all of her grandchildren, all the nieces and nephews, right on down the line, all the seed royal, each and every one of them, one at a time, individually, she cut them down. Amen. You're talking about wickedness. This is a wicked woman. Amen. She was a godless woman. She didn't fear God. She didn't think about God. But I'm going to tell you this evening, you know who she was empowered by? She was empowered by Satan. Satan had been trying to consume the seed of the Holy One since day one. He's trying to stop the Messiah, the God of glory, from coming on the scene. And he used this wicked old woman to try and consume a seed royal of God. Amen. The wicked one, this old wicked queen, she tried to get rid of all of them as she could make anyone that might take claim to the kingdom. Amen. Anyone that had any kind of claim at all to the kingdom, she got rid of. She took them out and she slew them. Can you imagine tonight anybody being wicked enough to just take her to have their grandchildren killed? Can you imagine anybody wicked enough to want to destroy all their relatives, to destroy all their seed, the seed of their own son, to destroy them? That's what this wicked woman did. That's what she was. She was out to destroy the Holy One of God. She was out to destroy God's people. I want to say tonight there's a lot of wickedness going on in the world. There's a lot of wicked people out there that's wanting to destroy the seed of God. They do it every day. Amen. They're doing it every day. They're killing and maiming all these little youngins. And then we wonder why in the world we go to these abortion clinics and we kill them and we kill them and we kill them every day. And we say, well, you know, and we got this Planned Parenthood. I hope to God none of you give them a penny. No.
sir.
Because you know what Planned Parenthood means? It means if it's not planned, terminate it. Amen? They won't give you your options. They just tell you that if it's not planned, you need to get rid of that baby. You need to destroy that life that's in you. You say, well, preacher, it's not life. It's a fetus. That's a life from the very beginning, from the moment of conception, it begins to live. Amen? But they're destroying them, and we wonder why our Social Security. Now, I'm going to meddle just a little bit. It'll be all right. We wonder why our Social Security's in the toilet. Why we don't have enough money to pay for senior citizens like old Brother Bill. A man that needs his monthly income. Amen? Because we've killed millions of babies since 1970 that we've been paying in so Brother Bill could live a life that he needs to live. Amen? So that all of our older folks can live a life that they were promised. Why? Because we're killing our little babies, innocent little babies in the womb. Never giving them a chance to get out and make a living. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. It's murder. We're murdering them day after day after day. Can you imagine? Can you imagine somebody taking one of these little old youngins and just murdering it? I mean, they're precious. These little youngins are precious. Come here, Jace. Come here. Look at this. Can you imagine somebody wanting to get rid of this? Amen. His mama does sometimes. He's precious. I mean, he is precious. Amen. He's precious. We ought to love him. We ought to love him. We ought to hold him dear. We ought to treasure him. Amen. This is the church of the future, and this is the church of the day. Boy, we ought to treasure our youngins. We ought to love them and care for them. We ought to show them what God's people are really about. They're precious. Amen. Amen. They're precious. Boy, we ought to care for our youngins. But this old wicked woman, she didn't care for her young, and she didn't care for her people. She didn't care for her family. It was just all about her. Hey, man, that's the devil. That's the You say, preacher, how did the devil get in there? Because he rose up and said, I will from the very beginning. Amen. Hey, man, you got eye problems? Praise the Lord, it's the devil. Hey, man, you say, preacher, if I got the devil in me, if you got eye problems, you may have a touch of it. Praise God, I'd get to the doctor and get it fixed, for it got all over me. Amen. Got Dr. Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she said that she did, we can see here, she began to destroy the seed royal. And then, but Jehoshabed. Amen. There's always somebody to intervene for God, on God's behalf. But old Jehoshabed, the daughter of the king. Amen. King Joram, she's a sister to Ahaziah, and she rose up and she took Joash. She took little old Joash, and while they was murdering, maybe it was so little that she didn't realize that he had one that young. But I can just see old Jehoshabed. She took that little old baby, amen, and took on peril of life. Amen. Are you hearing me? On peril of life, she took that little old innocent baby and she took it in there to the bedchamber. Glory be to God. Can you just, now you got to listen to, now you got to just get this. She took that little old baby in there to the bedchamber. Now that's where they would keep their mattresses and their linens and things like that in the king's palace. And I can see she takes them in there and she keeps them real quiet until all the chaos is over. And then she says, and then I believe she got a hold of Jedediah and she said, hey, listen. I've got little Joash. I've got the seed. Hey, praise God. He said, I've got him down here, and I'm going to sneak him. When it gets dark tonight, I'm going to sneak him out to the Lord's house. Hey, man, can you imagine it? She said, look what I got. Oh, praise God. She said, look what I got. Hey, man. She says she's destroying all the seed royal, but look what I've got. And she said, when it gets dark 30, she said, praise God. She said, I'm going to take them down to the Lord's house. And she took old little Joash, and she took him down there to the Lord's house. And the Bible said that they took him down there for 6 years, and he stayed down there at the Lord's house with old Jedediah. And old Jedediah brought him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He began to show this little old baby what it was to be a child of God and to be a man of God. Now this old priest, this old godly priest, I can just see him as he takes this little old baby and he begins to take him and he begins to raise him, he begins to nurture him for the glory of God. Yeah. And now as he begins to do this, he begins to make a plan. Amen. I believe he began to pray, began to seek the face of God. And he said, hey, listen, we got to have a plan. We got to get this thing in perspective. We got to fix this thing before it's too late. Athaliah, she thinks she's in control. She thinks she's doing, and boy, things just getting worse and worse. Amen. Under old Athaliah, amen, she's wicked as hell itself, and it just keeps getting worse and worse under her reign. Jehoadad, he's out down there with that little old baby Joash, and he's bringing up in the Lord, and he's forming a plan. Amen? Can you see it? He starts to conspire a plan. He starts to lay out a plan, and he begins to call together certain groups of people. Amen? Amen. Are you with me? He starts to get certain groups of people together and he starts to begin to fill them in their plan. Now, verse 4 said, in the seventh year, Jedidiah sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds. So after about 7 years of this wickedness, about 7 years of oppression, about 7 years of the devil having his way, praise God, old Jedidiah, he says, hey, it's about time. And he begins to call in the reinforcements. Yeah. He begins to prepare things, getting things ready. We need to get things together, getting ready for a little preparation. It needs to be made. He said, folks, I need to tell you, I need to get you together. I've got something I've got to inform you about. It's top secret. It's hush, hush. Hey, man, nobody knows nothing about it. He said, I need to get you all together. I need to meet with you. I need to fill you in on what needs to take place, and we all got to be part of this. So he begins to get together all the people of God. He begins to gather all the children of God together. All those that are for the king. Amen. He begins to gather them together. He gets rulers of hundreds and a ruler over captains, and he gets the guard. Now I got to look at his eyes. It says, and the guard. And boy, I about had me a spell. Because I looked over at 1 Samuel chapter 20 down about verse 23 when it's talking about the guard. And the guard was under old Benaniah. You remember Benaniah? He was that mighty man of God, one of David's head soldiers, but he had some men under him. And David said, listen, are we going to separate this thing? I ain't too sure about some of these people around me, but Benaniah, I know that you're on my side. And he said, I want you to take, he said, there's a couple of groups of people that I know I can count on. He said, there's some Cherethites out there, and he said, there's some Pelethites out there. He said, and I know good and well that they're going to stand for God and they're going to stand for their king. He said, I know they're on our side. He said, I want them to be the closest to me. Amen. That's the guard. Amen. And so they get these groups of, the groups of people and the captains, and they get the guard. I get that. They get the Cherethites and the Pelethites. And he says, hey, listen, hey, I'm going to assign you different areas where I want you to be. Hey, certain places I need you to be at certain times. And he said, I want you to be there to take over such places. And listen what he says. And it says in verse 4, it said, and brought them to him into the house of the Lord and made a covenant with them. Amen. And took an oath of them in the house of the Lord. Amen. So he brought them all together and he began to explain some things to them. And they made a covenant. Amen. He made a covenant with the people of God. He made the true followers of the king. He made a covenant and he took an oath of them in the house of the Lord. Now you got to remember, it ain't like today. The Bible says it's better not to make an oath than to make an oath and break it. Amen. Those people might took an oath. When they made an oath, they intended to keep that oath. He said, now you've made a covenant and you made an oath. He said, I've got something I want to show you. Amen. He said, I've got something I've got to show you. You folks, amen, during this time of turmoil, this time of trouble that we're facing, it's worse than it's ever been. The world's never seen such a time as we're in right now. He said, I've got something I've got to reveal to you. Amen. So he made a covenant and he took an oath, and Bible says, and he showed them the king's son. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine they're there? All of a sudden he brings out the king's son. Now this little 7-year-old boy. Amen. This little 7-year-old boy, they bring him out there, little old Joash. And they said, "This is the king's son." And I can just imagine, Brother Dean, is when they walked out there, there was just a silence fell on that place. And all those hundreds of people standing around there had made a covenant, made an oath. Glory be to God, they was just a dead hush as the king walked out. Amen. As the king's son walked out, as the king's son walked out in the presence of those folks. Glory be to God. Can you imagine the thrill and excitement that went through their souls? Amen. He begins to lay out some things for them. He said, "Command them, saying, this is the thing that we shall do." See, he lays it out. He had a plan. He had a perfect plan. I want to say God's got a plan for this thing. Yes. Amen. That this is what's going on around here in this world. It just ain't some whimsical something that's happening. God's got a plan. Yes. And God will fulfill His plan to ever T is crossed and every I's dotted. Amen. He's going to finish this thing just exactly like He said He would. Yes. But He said, "A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house." He said, those of you. Now he's talking about the time he's talking about here is a time of the changing of the guard. He said, at the time of the changing of the guard, he said, it's when we need to do this. He said, there's a certain time, amen, that we're going to make our move. There's a certain time. It's got to be just ready and it's got to be just right. It's a precise time and it's got to be a precision movement. Amen. It's not going to be some just change thing. But we've got to be all in sync. We've got to be all together to make this happen. I won't say God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. And God's got everything right in sync. It's falling right in place. I tell you what, this is the most exciting time that I've ever lived in. Man, we can see God just moving. I told some folks the other day, even these NIV people, they take their sodomy and they push it on us, and the NIV says that it's okay as long as it don't offend me and you. I think that the NIV says as long as you don't offend with it, that it's okay. But they've even got to where they're breaking their own Bible now, yeah, because they got to pushing that filthy mess on people to people's getting offended. Yeah. Amen. People's getting offended. They're breaking even though Virginia Mollenkopf tried to play that thing down, because she said when she supposedly rewrote God's Word into a more easy to understand language, she pinned her down and took sodomy out and said that her lesbianism had always been a part of her, and that God didn't mind her being a lesbian, that it was okay. He'd love her anyway. He does love her anyway, but he hates that wicked sin. Amen. He always has. He always will. Sin, young'uns. God don't change His mind. Amen. What's the same yesterday and today? It's forever. God don't change. Amen. Sin is sin. But He said, they've done come to the point now that they offend with their own new book, new version. Amen. But as we can see, this thing plays out here just perfectly. And He puts people right in the right place at the right time. He calls the Levites, and He begins to put the Levites in the place of the Levite. They're responsible for taking care of the house of God. Amen. And that's where God told Abraham put them. That's where God told Moses to put them, and that's where they're supposed to be. And He said, "Hey, listen, even the Levite, you need to be taking care of the house of God." And he said, but the Cherethites and the Pelethites, He said, "I want you," and glory be to God. He said, "I want the guard to be compassed about the king." Amen. In verse 8 it says, "And ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand." Amen. Hey, listen. He said, whenever we come around the king, whenever we're talking about the king, said we ought to come out with our weapon in our hand. Glory be to God. He said we ought to come out armed. We ought to come out prepared. We ought to come out ready to do business. Folks ought to realize that we didn't come to play. We didn't come to fool around, but we come get down to business for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Said, come out with the weapons in their hand. They compassed round about the king. Now, can you see this taking place? Can you just... Come here a minute, Landon. Can you imagine little old seven-year-old boy, amen, been brought up under old Jedediah, the priest. He'd been taught the things of God. He knows what God says, what God expects. Amen. And can you imagine that they, as all them great, I mean, valiant men gathering around them with the sword in their hand, and they said, King, you stay between us and we're going to protect you. No matter where you go, what you going to do, King, we're going to protect you. Nobody's going, you don't worry, you don't be afraid today, son. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to take care of it. The God of glory's got this thing fixed up just right, and he will fulfill that he said he would. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Can you imagine that little fella just a beaming from ear to ear? I pray God got all over him. Amen. Yeah. Just thinking about what God is doing through him. Amen. Lord God, I got thinking about some of this. I can't even get it out. Amen. I can't even tell you what God, how he's blessed my heart. Glory be to God. And he said, it can pass the king round about every man with his weapon in his hand. And he that cometh, he said, and he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And said, and be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in. He said, there's nowhere that little fella goes. There's nowhere that anything that he does that you're not right there with him every second of every day. Amen. Taking care of the king. Said, we got a precious commodity here. Amen. He said, and the captains of the hundreds that did according to all the things that Jedidiah the priest commanded, and they took every man his men that were to come in on the Sabbath with them that should go out on the Sabbath and came to Jedidiah the priest. So every man gets his men. Now, can you imagine this? What a day. Can you imagine the hush-hush that had to be on this? Because it couldn't be brought to old wicked Athaliah's attention. Amen. Sometimes we got to do things under the net because we don't want to get the devil's attention. Amen. Sometimes we just need to keep quiet. We just need to bow our heads before holy God, just pray and seek his face, cry out in anguish from the depths of our soul to a holy God, knowing that he hears and he answers prayers. Praise God and just let God work the way that God can work. Amen. But it was a hush-hush, and people was stirring around. I bet you there's a lot of folks running around, what in the world's going on here? For the last few days, this place is just crazy. People acting peculiar. People's are smiling again. Nothing's changed. Little did they know. Amen. The change was on the way.
Yeah.
Amen. In just a little while. I want to say, young, and change is a-coming. Amen. A few years ago, folks stood up and they said, we won't change. And I reckon folks voted for change. I don't know. I didn't. I thought I had it pretty good. Amen. Had food on the table and a little jingle in my pocket. And now all I've got food on the table. Thank you, good Lord. I ain't got much jingle. But praise God, I got Jesus. But I tell you what, I don't want their change. I just want the Lord. I want more of him. Give me more Jesus and keep the change. Amen. Say, preacher, now you're talking politics. No, I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. They begin to gather all these people up. They begin to bring them in. Can you imagine it? All this stuff starts to come together on this day. And now look what takes place. I thought this was kind of coincidental. Said in the captains over 100, verse 10, did the priest give King David, and to the captains over 100, did the priest give King David spears and shields and that were in the temple of the Lord? Just happened to be there. What a coincidence. Now the kings that had went in and ransacked the place over the past years had took everything of value. But apparently these spears and shields and things were just old metal shields and old metal spears and old things like that. They weren't them nice fancy leather stuff and all that and gold things. Amen. To please the eye, or they'd have took them. But they was those that was there and necessary, that was good and strong and stout and built to do the job. Amen. And they was there in the Lord's house when the Lord had need of them. I want to say, God, it's at the Lord's house, whatever God has need of. And I want to say, whatever you have need of, you can get here too. Amen. Now here it is. Now listen, verse 11. And the guard stood, every man with his weapon in his hand. Now there's those Cherethites, those Pelethites again. Can you see them? As they're gathered there, and they've got their weapons in their hand. They're ready. Amen. I want to say tonight, if you're going to fight the devil, you got to be ready. You got to stay ready. Amen. You can't just whimsically serve God when you want to. You can't whimsically do right when you want to. In order to serve God, in order to be a good soldier, you got to stay in the fight. You got to be ready at all times. You never know when the devil's coming at you. Amen. So you got to be ready. He said, the guard stood every man with his weapons in his hand. Round about the king. There he is landing. Can you see him? And he says, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. Now that place, that was that altar of sacrifice. And they line up from one corner to the other all the way across. And now king's in the center. He's in that. He's there at the pillar of the temple. And listen what takes place. And he said, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. And he brought forth the king's son. Now can you see, Jedediah, he comes out and he brings out the king's son. Amen? Glory be to God. Can you see it? Now there's some uniqueness in this thing. So here Jedediah comes out with the king's son. Now, old Athaliah had thought that she had done away with, if you go back to verse 1, had destroyed all the seed royal. See, that's what the devil thought he had done too at Calvary. Yeah. At Calvary, the devil thought that he had done away with all the seed royal. And he thought that he had done away with all the seed royal here. He thought he had done, but I thank God that the devil's not all-knowing, and the devil's not omnipresent, and the devil can't, he don't know all there is to know. Praise God. God still slides one in on him all the time. But they brought in this king, and now they thought that all the seed royal was dead, all the seed royal. And here the whole time, now this, we can see this playing out. And it's going to play out. Because see, this took place at the end of 7 years.
Yeah.
See, I told you, it's not just a coincidence things fall like they do. The Holy Spirit of God's trying to tell us some things, trying to show us some things. Even though it seems like the Messiah, like the Lord Jesus, is hidden now. It seems like He's out now, that He's not around now. But He's coming back. At the end of 7 years of tribulation and trial and torture, He's coming to the Jew. They're going to see Him again. We're going to see Him before the tribulation. Amen? But to the Jew, see, here we're dealing with the Jew. The Jew is going to see Him after 7 years of trouble. Amen? After that 7 years of tribulation, the king is going to step out again. To them now, He's hid. They don't know where He's at. He's hidden. But in a little while, He's going to be like this king. He's going to be presented. Amen. He's going to come forth. He's going to come forth. He's going to come forth to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Amen. So what's going to take place? This is what's going to take place. And put a crown upon Him. So they brought forth the king's son. The king's son, by the way, is Jesus. Amen. And we can see Him here in Josiah. And they bring Him forth and they put a crown upon His head, a didium, a crown, an honor. And they give Him the testimony. Now that testimony is shows that He's a true heir to the throne of, that crown shows He's true heir to the throne of David. Amen? And the testimony shows that He's the true seed of the promise. Amen? It shows that He's going back to the Davidican line. It shows back that He's the preserving of God's law, the fulfilling of God's law. He's taking it unto Himself, saying that He will accept it unto Himself. He said they took in, they gave Him the testimony, and they made Him king. Amen. The ones that had denied Him and rejected Him, the ones that didn't know nothing about Him. A lot of the Jews, they don't know nothing about Him. But one of these days, they will accept Him. Amen? And said they anointed Him. That anointing oil. And the Bible says, and they clapped their hands and said, God save the king. Amen? One of these days, in a little while, the king seems like he's hidden now. The son seems like he's hidden now. But one of these days, in a little while, after about 7 years of tribulation, 7 years of trial, 7 years of devil does the work that he can, the Son of God will be presented. Amen. And he'll be King of kings and Lord of lords for all to see. Amen. Presented to a world that's not looking for him. And the devil's going to be upset. Oh, Athaliah, she hears all this commotion. She hears all this going on down there at the Lord's house. And she's wondering, you know, what's going on? It don't usually get this loud on the Sabbath. So she goes down there to see what's going on. While all the noise and the trumpets and the things. And the Bible says, verse 14, when she looked behind the king stood, but behold, the king stood by a pillar as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with trumpets. And Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" And you know what? She was right. It was treason. But it was on her part, not on Jedediah's, not on Josiah's. It was on Athaliah's part that it was treason. And this old priest, amen, this old man of God, he tells the captains of hundreds and officers of the host, and said unto them, "Have her forth without the ranges, and him that followeth her kill with the sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the house of the Lord." He said, take her fellas and all those that's with her. Take them out outside the house of the Lord and do with them that needs to be done. And they laid hands on her, and she went by the way by the which the horses came into the king's house, and there she was slain. I want to say one of these days Satan's going to realize that his last day, that he's lived his last day, that he's played havoc his last day, and he's going to be caught, and he's going to be bound up, and he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Amen. He's going to be bound up first for about 1,000 years in a pit. But at the end of that 1,000 years, he's going to be loosed for a little season. At the end of that little season, he's going to come up and play havoc again. The Lord's going to come down and destroy him once and for all. And then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are. See, they done been there for 1,000 years. And he said at the end of that 1,000 years, praise God, the old Satan, slewfoot, the devil, the deceiver, he's going in there with them. Amen? And he says in verse 17, "And Jedediah made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people that they should be the Lord's people between the king... But between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and break it down, his altars and his images, break they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Matan, the priest of Baal." Now you got to notice this. Oh, Athaliah, not only was she ungodly, but she actually built a temple of Baal in Jerusalem. That's how wicked she was. She brought the temple of Baal, ungodly worship, into Jerusalem. And the priest appoint offers over the house of the Lord. Now look what happens, and I'm done. "And he took the rulers over hundreds and the captains and the guard and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of the Lord and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house." And now look at this. I'm talking about the throne. The throne. Now, do you know whose throne this is? "And he sat on the throne of the kings." You know whose throne he put him on? On the throne of David. Amen. The devil said, "I'm going to destroy this. I'm going to destroy the seed royal. I'm going to destroy all of them. I'm going to stop this once and for all." But God says, "You'll not do it, devil." He said, "I've always been able to save me out a remnant." And he said, "I'll not fail to do it this time." Amen. He said, and so he sat on the throne of David and said, "All the people of the land rejoiced, and the cry was, and the city was in quiet." Amen. All of a sudden, the city calmed down. the chaos, the wickedness, the adversity, everything was gone. A peace filled that land. Imagine that. Only when the king shows up. And they slew Athaliah with a sword beside the king's house. Verse 21, 7 years old was Jehoash when he began to reign. That name Jehoash, I looked that up last night. It means Yahweh is strong. God Almighty is strong. Amen? And He's able to rise up. He's able to tear down. Amen? And He rose up a king. He's going to rise up another king. One of these days, in a little while, youngins, He's going to rise up a King Jesus. He's going to step forth. He's already on our side, on our behalf. But in a little while, He's going to rise up where He's sitting. I believe He's anxious now. I think He's sitting on the edge of His seat. He said, you know, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Watching the Father. Saying, son, He's waiting on the Father to say, son, go and get your bride. Go and get your people. Go and get the children of God and bring them on home. Amen. I believe He's sitting there anxiously waiting. But you know what? He's going to be sitting there anxiously waiting at the end of that 7-year period. When He says, youngins, are you ready? Who's got clean hands? Psalms 24. He said, who's got clean hands? Who's got a pure heart? I'm going for a little ride. I've got to go back to earth. I've got some unfinished business.
Yeah.
Who wants to go with me?
Yeah.
Mount up. We're going back.
Amen.
We're going back.